An online video showing the execution of a group of Egyptian Coptic Christians by the ISIL terrorists has caused another world public outcry, especially in the Middle East. Now, these types of executions seem to have one goal in mind, creating religious strife in the region. Now, why would that be a goal of these terrorists? Is this part of a grand plan by the West to break the region into smaller and weaker countries? Or is this in line with Israel's interest in damaging relations between Islamic countries? Those questions and a whole lot more in this edition of The Debate. Joining us for this edition of The Debate, journalist and political analyst Hafsa Khair Mustafa joins us from London. Hafsa Khair Mustafa, welcome. This brutal killing and others like it by these terrorists seems like they're more frequent, especially the last two, more cinematic. Now, these were committed by Libyan terrorists, obviously, as you're well aware, who've pledged loyalty to the ISIL. But what's one of the significant points here is that it was the first such videos to come from an ISIL-affiliated group outside the territory of Syria and Iraq. Can you tell us what significance that plays and, of course, your reaction and why they've obviously targeted these Coptic Christians?
Well, I think this is designed to signal that ISIL is spreading across the region. They are literally, they've taken this opportunity to show off that they have a new playing ground from which they can operate, they can actually carry out these kind of atrocities very openly and with very little fear from retaliation from the central government of the country. Now, we know that Libya, as a result of the NATO onslaught of 2011, is now a failed state. There is very little security, there is very little law and order, and therefore ISIS really can continue to do what it's doing absolutely in total impunity. Now, this kind of show is really designed to signal to the world that it is spreading and that it continues to act in such a broad way, in such a sort of very, this is very provocative, obviously, and each video appears to be more brutal, more gruesome, and actually signal some sort of defiance of ISIL. You know, if you thought the previous one was shocking, well, hold on, because the next one is going to be worse. So it really is going from bad to worse, in fact. And I think this is very much in line with the ISIS promise that we'd seen a few months back, you know, when they were promising to spread across the region, and we've seen that they've actually delivered. So the threat of ISIL is actually not diminishing, despite we're hearing that there is a supposed coalition of very powerful countries fighting against it. But in fact, the more we hear that they're fighting it, the more ISIL becomes strong and powerful.
So why is that happening?
Well, clearly they're not being fought in the way that we're being told they're fought. I mean, if you imagine that to a certain extent, America, Britain, France, you know, these are very powerful nations that have actually joined some sort of coalition into supporting and tackling the threat of ISIS. Now, that's not happening. At the end of the day, this is not supposed to be a really important force. They don't have a large-scale army. So really, the fact that they're spreading to such an extent is actually worrying, or in fact, actually signaling that they're facing very, very little resistance from anyone claiming to fight them, other than in Iraq, where we have seen them suffer important defeats, and also in parts of Syria as well. But I think in the rest of the region, we're seeing them spread with total impunity. And I think that's pretty much because they're not facing any resistance from anywhere.
Well, you know, the situation in Libya has not been making the news as much. Maybe a month ago, or maybe even before that, here and there, you're seeing Libya come into the news but then go out. But you have a country, de facto, two governments are ruling there, and it's rife with not only these terrorist groups of a variety, shows how much this R2P campaign of the U.S. and NATO obviously bore results. Really, what we're seeing today is a complete failure. So how does that now fit into the picture regarding what has happened with this Coptic Christian executions, of which now, obviously, Egypt has been provoked? They executed 50, I guess, or some airstrikes that resulted in over 60 deaths of these ISIL terrorists. So we're seeing regionally more countries getting involved one by one.
Well, first you have to note that the reason why the mainstream media is not really covering Libya is presumably because there's a sense of embarrassment. Both the Western governments are responsible for this, but of course the mainstream Western media was an accomplice in what happened in Libya because it obviously supported and aided in selling the war to a Western public, which after Iraq was rather reluctant in yet another American-led military operation. But of course the Western mainstream media played a very important role in trying to justify this attack, which for many observers and political analysts knew that actually the removal of a government, of a central government, of a strong central government, which was what Gaddafi's rule was, would leave a power vacuum and would inevitably lead to a scenario such as the one we're actually witnessing at the moment. And one of the things that actually Gaddafi was tackling throughout his at least 10 last years in power were precisely these various Islamist groups, which were being paid and often funded and whose leadership was often residing in either the US, Germany or in England. And he was therefore actually a bulwark against their expansion, the expansion of these groups across Africa. So of course his removal has made Libya a very fertile ground for these groups to spread and continue to do what they do. Now the fact that the attack has been on Coptic Christians is particularly, I think, tragic in the context of the current Middle East, because of course because of the groups such as ISIL, Jabhat al-Nusra and all the rest, we are seeing very clear sectarianism. We're seeing often clashes between communities that make the fabric of the region, and therefore this is just an extra blow and an attack against yet another minority, which is which has a very strong an important role to play in Egyptian politics, and also actually even in the wider Arab world. People will remember that actually Pope Shenouda, who's the first for the Coptic Pope, instructed Coptic worshippers not to visit Jerusalem as long as Jerusalem remained under Israeli colonial rule. So the links and the closeness between the Muslim community and its Coptic counterpart has been very close. And obviously we're seeing that a group such as this is in working very hard to create division.
Very well. Let's take a quick time out from this debate. Hafsa Qara Mustafa, we're going to continue in a moment after we listen to some of the viewer comments as posted on our Facebook page.
It means inhumanity. They are not protecting the interests of Muslims. That is not jihad. And the entire Muslim Ummah strongly condemns this savage act. I've always wondered why ISIS hasn't gone after Israel. To use Arabs to destroy Arabs, a Muslim nation to destroy another Muslim nation. This is the work of enemies of Islam. ISIS is not an Islamic movement, but pretenders, organized by CIA and Mossad. ISIL is doing these devil's act just to destroy Islam's image, and they are doing these under the Zionist order. That is why the Israeli military attacked Hezbollah when they were hunting ISIL in Syria. Of course, their aim is to spread Islamophobia, for which they are going to be paid a good price from the Zionists. They call themselves Muslim, but they are just defaming Islam. They are not true Muslims, but satanic morons, building a state of terror far from the standard of any decent belief. Destabilization of an entire region, utilized chaos and power vacuum, so far drawing in Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, and Libya.